Kate Lochte has joined me again in the studio. And on the phone, we have the Director of Outreach for Baptist Health Paducah, Dr. Patrick Withrow. Dr. Withrow, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dr. Withrow, this 7th Annual Addiction Symposium on Saturday, October 26th, sounds like a massive day of education.
Oh, it is. It is. We're very proud of this offering. It's our 7th year to do this. This year we're doing it in conjunction with Four Rivers Behavioral. And what this is a program that's designed for healthcare professionals and educators to educate the caregivers, if you will. We have 6 speakers which are nationally known, and we'll be addressing several topics which we think are extremely important, especially with today's drug addiction and problems that all that is associated with.
I noticed that you are particularly interested in letting people know that the manager of Kentucky's CASPER drug reporting system will be part of the symposium. Why is that? Why the highlight on this person?
Well, as you may or may not know, I'm sure you've heard, prescription drug abuse has risen to the top of particularly all drug abuse phenomena in the United States. You know, it's felt that about greater than 15 million Americans are abusing prescription drugs. Now, this exceeds the combined use of cocaine, hallucinogens, inhalants, and even heroin. So this is a huge problem, and especially in Kentucky. I think we're tied for second as far as the number of prescription painkillers that are abused. And the scary thing is 6.6% of Kentuckians age 12 and above, you know, have had some sort of prescription drug abuse without having a prescription. So, and there's been like 15,000 deaths in the United States in the last year. So this is a huge problem, and Kentucky has greater than its share.
Dr. Withrow, we've been hearing murmurings in the news area that because of the tightening down on prescription drugs, that in fact heroin is on the increase again. Have you heard that?
I have, and I think that's probably right. Because heretofore, you know, the prescription opiates, you know, were easily obtainable or easier to obtain, and now it's with CASPER, it's getting harder and harder. So it's as far as the opiates, it's back to heroin in certain situations, and it's on the rise. You're exactly right.
That's pretty frightening for society at large, and I'd like to sort of move through the other topics of the symposium day, because they are all topics that we hear about in the news and in science, including just criminal behavior with respect to something like sexual addiction.
Right. Well, what we have tried to do is present a variety of topics which will have some interest and some educational benefit to all sorts of folks. If I could just go down the list. And as you mentioned, you know, the basics of sexual addiction, we have the director, Mary Deach. She is from a treatment center in Pennsylvania and is considered to be an international expert in sexual addiction, and she'll be presenting that topic. We've never presented that before, but, you know, if all you have to do is listen to the news for about a week, and you'll hear several episodes of such behavior. So I think that's a topic we've never had before.
Yeah, it's a new topic in the news almost, it seems to me, in the last couple of years. But don't let me interrupt. The rest of the lineup is pretty amazing.
Yeah, we have an expert on food addiction. It's Tenny McCarty. She is from Texas. She's been here, I think, 3 years running, and she is an excellent presenter. She actually is featured on the Oprah Network. She has a show on food addiction, and I don't know if you're familiar with a show that she had about Ruby, which was an exogenously obese female. But in any event, she will be here talking about food as a substance to be abused, not just food itself. We also have Heather Hayes, who is from Atlanta, Georgia, and she's here to present ways to assist in crisis situations and evaluation and intervention, especially in young people and in adolescents with substance abuse problems. We have a speaker from Atlanta, Dave Devitt, who is a counselor at the Metro Atlanta Recovery Residencies, and he's going to talk about it's not your thinking, it's not your drinking, it's your thinking. In other words, you know, a lot of people have a thought process problem, a behavioral problem, and they use alcohol or substance or whatever, you know, to treat themselves. And he's here to point that out. Excuse me. And another a physician who is the director, the medical director of Kentucky Physicians Health Foundation, and this will be particularly interesting to physicians who have to deal with detoxification of patients in the hospital. It is not unusual for someone who is, say, a functioning alcoholic who works every day but drinks every night, and they come in to have some sort of surgical procedure, and if they're without their substance for a while, well, they go into withdrawal. I mean, we see that, and we have to deal with that. So he's going to point out aspects of that. I think I've covered most all of the topics.
I'd like to know, though, with all of these topics being so important to even lay listeners.
Yes.
This symposium is for professionals.
It is. What we have tried to do is direct the program to physicians, physicians' assistants, nurse practitioners, nurses, licensed professional counselors, marriage counselors and family therapists, psychologists, substance abuse counselors, social workers, pharmacists, clergy, and any school counselor or teacher that thinks that they can get something out of this program. We have limited seating, but we would love to fill up the auditorium.
So it is at the Heart Center Auditorium on October 26th. It's an all-day symposium. Dr. Withrow, does it cost anything? How does one register, etc.?
Registration starts at 7:30. It's $75 at the door if you register in advance. It's $60. That includes your meal and continuing medical education credit. So it really is a bargain as far as some of these professionals have to travel some distances to get their mandatory continuing medical education credit. And this has risen as actually a premier program for our region.
Well, I should think so with the caliber of professionals on the lineup. I am seeing that for pre-registration, listeners should phone Sherry Jones.
That is correct. Sherry Jones at 270-575-2723. 575-2723.
And registration is due for the $60 fee paid in advance by October 23rd. Gosh, Dr. Withrow, is there anything to add? I know you'll be moderating the day, so you'll get advantage of hearing everyone.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And as I say, this is our seventh year, and it just keeps getting better. And these people, these speakers, are absolutely dedicated. They travel quite a distance. I mean, we take care of their expenses, but they do this because they are interested in educating the public. You know, they require no payment, which is absolutely wonderful because they're coming from all over the southeastern and actually northeastern United States.
Well, congratulations to you on the stellar lineup, and thank you for being with us on Sounds Good today.
Kate, Tracy, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate what you guys do. And listen, I am going to give you guys some money for all of the benefit that you supply the community.
Gosh, that's wonderful. We'll do good things with it. I appreciate your support.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Dr. Patrick Withrow will moderate the 7th Annual Addiction and Compulsive Behavior Symposium on Saturday, October 26th, and it's in Baptist Health Paducah's Heart Center Auditorium.